Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Consumer prices barely move.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The government reported a few minutes ago the cost of living rose only 0.1% in December. On the line with us is senior economist Julia Coronado at the French bank BNP Paribas. She's in New York joining us live. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Julia, the core rate of inflation barely moved, but that doesn't count food and energy costs. Don't they matter?
Of course they matter for consumers, but they were also quite weak in December. So overall inflation also moved just 0.1. And in general, while gas prices have risen from their crisis levels, food prices really haven't. So the overall picture for consumer purchasing power is pretty good.
How long do you think that'll last, and how long will interest rates stay this low?
Well, in a weak economy, businesses find it hard to raise prices, and consumers have been demanding discounts in order to part with their cash. So I think the news is going to be pretty good for consumers for a while. And I think that also means that the Fed is going to be concerned about the downside pressures on inflation and keep interest rates low. I don't think they're going to raise rates in 2010.
Okay. Senior economist Julia Coronado at BNP Paribas. Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
This morning, J.P. Morgan Chase said it earned $3.3 billion in the fourth quarter, a more than quadrupling of its profit. The bank's revenues, though, were disappointing. And European markets have turned lower this morning. Asian markets were mixed earlier today. Yesterday, the Dow gained 29 points, and it closed at 10,710. Last year's stock plunge hurt state pension funds, but it wasn't just the markets. Investigations have found questionable practices at some funds. California just revealed that investment firms paid people off to get a chunk of the state's pension business. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has our story.
California's public pension fund is the biggest in the country, and a review found that the agents in charge of placing California pension money collected millions of dollars in fees from eager investment firms. Similar things went on in New York, New Mexico, and Illinois. Kent Smetters is a professor of risk management at the Wharton School. He says pension funds were ripe to be ripped off.
They were the kind of the cash cow that managers would go after because they could still charge them pretty high fees. Pension board members often didn't push back.
So a lot of public pension money ended up going to fees, risky real estate investments, and hedge funds. Now many state pensions are underfunded. With baby boomers retiring, that will mean big changes for state pensions, says Elizabeth Keller with the Center for State and Local Government Excellence.
In the short run, you're going to see plans that are asking for greater employee contributions. They're going to create some new tiers for new hires. Employers will have to put in more money.
13 million Americans are on public pension plans. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Even if we all agreed what caused the recession, what do you think we'll learn from it? Theologian and author Jim Wallace is asking that question in a book called Rediscovering Values. Reverend Wallace, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
You have said that instead of asking when the crisis will end, you want people to ask how this mess will have changed us for the better. So let me ask you.
Underneath this economic crisis, there's a values crisis. And I think we won't get to economic recovery without a moral recovery, too.
Why do you say there's a values crisis?
We've had some new maxims. Greed is good. It's all about me. And I want it now. Now, those kind of maxims wreck economies.
We're pretty familiar with the accusations of greed on Wall Street.
Uh-huh.
What about greed on Main Street?
I'm seeing very new creative things happening at the local level. I'm from Detroit. Urban gardening has sprung up all over the place. It's like unemployed people. It's work. It's good food. In Ohio, churches there that are taking offerings to do unemployment work. New things around hunger, housing, jobs. I think this could be a chance to really learn. If we go back to business as usual, back to normal, we will have really failed here and squandered this opportunity.
The Great Depression lasted for years. Mm-hmm. Do you ever find yourself rooting for a slow instead of a fast economic recovery from this?
No, I'm rooting for a reset. It's not slow or fast. I want to not go back to where we were. I want to say, where can we chart a different course here? For example, to move to a clean energy economy is more than rewiring the energy grid. It's rewiring ourselves, our habits, our choices, our expectations. On the banks, a number of us are deciding to move our money to local banks that have really behaved much more responsibly and still serve our communities. So I think there could be a real mini movement here, a citizen movement of people trying to look at their own family, lifestyle, choices, and accountability on Wall Street and in Washington. I think we have to rebalance. We've lost our balance here. How do we regain our balance and then go forward?
Reverend Jim Wallace is the author of Rediscovering Values on Wall Street, Main Street, and Your Street. Reverend, thank you.
Great to be here.
And finally, here's all the week's business news in 60 seconds. This is the Marketplace Minute. What a week NBC has had. Two hosts failing, both of them mad, both of them blaming their boss, Jeff Zucker, publicly calling the man a flawed executive. So now it's back to scripted shows. Very expensive, as everyone knows. And for all of the hassle and all of the money, if you're under 50, Jay Leno's not funny. Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission gave bankers permission to take the position that, by definition, it's market conditions and not their ambitions that caused the ignition. No recognition that bad acquisitions should lead to suspicion. So much for contrition. The president says he wants to seize the moment to impose some fees. Fees on the banks that were almost destroyed. Fees that their lawyers will learn to avoid. Ford Fusion is car of the year. Heineken's buying Dos Equis beer. Frozen orange juice prices climb. The oranges were frozen ahead of time. And Google is telling China goodbye, but Beijing has blocked me from telling you why. So that's all from me. Buyao Kuchi, and I'll see you at marketplace.org. This is Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.